You ever love somebody so much, you want to kill them?
Yes.
And then they leave you, and you want to kill yourself.
But somehow, it's just not the same. Kill. Change. Love.
Sometimes love kills change. And sometimes change kills love. We were as joyful as boy and girl could be, fairly dripping connubial bliss. Then you fled without warning somewhere across the sea. And I wondered, was something amiss? When at last you came back, our love was intact, blossoming ever anew. But I learned with a kiss that what was amiss, no longer were you. Why'd you have to change your sex? I could love you just the same if you'd only changed your name or your hair, what you wear, any aspect of your frame. But this, I fear, is too complex. Why'd you have to change your sex? Why'd you have to change your sex? Was it just to add variety or a veiled plea for piety? Did you fire with desire to inspire my anxiety? We have to order all new checks. Why'd you have to change your sex? When you came back a boy, I thought it was a flaw, a tactic to avoid the IRS. But when you grew a beard, went to hockey games and jeered, I began to grow suspicious, I confess. Why'd you have to change your sex? I could forgive a dented fender or a drunken weekend bender, but instead you were led not to bend but break your gender. I must admit I like your pecs. Won't you please have mercy on me, Peggy? Sorry.
Percy, flee the doctor and the hormones he injects. Since I've got to have an answer, either give me back my pants, or tell me why you had to change your sex. Why? Call me up when you change it.